This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials predict Colorado could see another 2,500 deaths before year's end if current trends continue and there's a post-Thanksgiving spike. Dr. John Samet, who leads the state's COVID-19 modeling team, says he hopes the numbers are overestimates.
But I think we're facing a number of deaths that's far greater than we would like to experience.
Samet says if Coloradans don't curb the spread of coronavirus, the state could see more than 4,000 additional deaths before the end of this month. COVID vaccines for Colorado may be weeks away. CPR's Ben Marcus is following developments with the state's draft plan and CDC recommendations about who gets vaccinated first.
Basically, first up are frontline healthcare workers, which was expected. The big change this week was that they broadened who goes first, adding people and employees in nursing homes. And that makes a lot of sense. Nursing homes have had a disproportionate number of the deaths. It's a vulnerable population, and they want to make sure that they are protected as soon as possible.
CPR's Ben Marcus. Time magazine has named Gitanjali Rao of Lone Tree as its first ever Kid of the Year. The 15-year-old scientist invented a device to measure lead in drinking water and an app to help monitor and fight opioid addiction. 3 years ago, Rao was named America's top young scientist by the Discovery Education 3M Young Scientist Challenge. This is CPR News.